Extraordinarily Successful with my live interview with Randy Pizer, who is a phenomenal book agent, ghostwriter, and has an incredible team to assist you in making your dream of making your first book happen or to help you publish more books. I just wanted to quickly share with you, if you're looking for a way to reach an affluent market, if you're looking for a fun way to have your message out and get more speaking gigs, reach a larger audience, reach more people, make more sales, and have more fun, I encourage you to head over to Chris Gilbertson, that's Chris with a K, chrisgilbertson.com, to learn more about the power of podcasting for your business and how it can truly help you gain so much more exposure and credibility as an expert, speaker, coach, and of course, the topic of the hour, an author. And definitely, this could be a great strategy for you to help increase your book sales exposure and the magnitude of your message. So again, head over to chrisgilbertson.com, and we're going to head right back into Randy Pizer's interview about how to get yourself published.
What are the most essential sales tools that you need in order to sell your book, your manuscript to a publisher? I mean, how do you set that up when you're working with your clients?
First, I am going to assess whether I believe the project is sellable. That's just like, you know, the number one thing that I'm looking at. And how I base this kind of criteria, there's basically five questions that publishers ask regarding every single manuscript. And one of those questions is the topic current, which obviously, you know, I was just talking about, and, you know, something, is it addressing a trend?
Right.
So then another thing they're going to ask is your book different than every other book already out there on the subject matter? And this is very crucial to the sale of the book, because we have to actually prove the sale of your book to a publisher. We have to show how your book is different and therefore better, because you have to bring something new to the conversation. So, for example,
right.
As you know, that, you know, like there over since The Secret, for example, came out, there were a whole lot of books that came out right after it. I call them the Law of Attraction knockoffs. But every single one of them, in order to be published, had to differentiate in some way. They had to bring something new to the conversation. Another thing that publishers will ask are themselves, will readers be interested in this? What is the size of the market? They're going to want to know that. And that's another thing that we actually have to prove on paper. We have to show real statistics in a book proposal that we help authors create. And we have to prove the sale of the book. We have to talk about the primary target market, because if somebody says everybody's their target market, publishers will roll their eyes and they'll move on to the next project.
Right.
They'll say, you haven't done your homework. You don't really understand what market demographics are. So we actually have to identify who is the primary market. For example, somebody walks into a bookstore. There's millions of books they can choose from. Who is the exact person who walks up to the shelf that your book is on and picks up your book? We have to be able to identify that person, and statistically, if possible. So I usually identify a primary market, a secondary market, and the general catch-all, that it's called the tertiary market.
Right.
So, you know, and we help our authors to do this, to put these book proposals together.
Do you suggest for the new author, or maybe someone who's just getting started writing their book, to connect with you before they get it all done? Because I've seen people that have written a book and then they kind of do it backwards. I mean, what's the process that they should be going through to be successful at publishing their book?
I intercept manuscripts from wherever they are. I've worked with people who have had an idea through people who come to me with a completed manuscript and everything in between. So I have to consider the entire project to figure out whether a publisher is going to say yes to it. A lot of that is based on what I know publishers are looking for now, because I have top publishers who send me their list of what they are looking to acquire. That's one thing. The agents, I work with so many top agents. I know typically what they are looking for. Some have sold books to film. I mean, many actually have sold books to film. But even recently, had not one of my memoirs, but one of the authors, I mean, one of the agents who I pitched to just sold a memoir to film. So I really have to analyze the project. I love it. I mean, in an ideal world, in a perfect world, if somebody could come to me with their idea before they had written one word, that's really ideal. I would love to do, you know, a book consultation with somebody to let them know, do I think a publisher is going to go for this?
Right.
And the information and the feedback I'm giving is provided largely because the agents talk to me and the publishers talk to me, and I've sat with them over the years, so I hear this, not that, that, not this. Oh, this is your idea? You know, if you tweak this in this direction, a publisher is going to be interested. So I love to be able to sit with somebody and let them know that kind of information.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because I know I've done a lot of things wrong in business where I've gone the opposite way, so this is great to hear in the book world to have it, because then you know how to craft the deal, you know, specifically for the publishers to be able to, you know, maximize the success of the book. Now, my question in the publishing world, because it's a very different world than what I'm used to, and the contracts can take a little bit longer. So is there a specific process on how to get the attention of an agent to make sure that they're looking at the book now? I mean, here's my question. Let me just back. Well, I'll let you finish that one if you got my question there.
Actually, you know, I was on a panel last year with a, you know, top agent. She goes for 6- and 7-figure advances, even in a publishing world where they're not common anymore, but that's her range. And she says that most agents get about 1,500 manuscripts a month, 1,500.
Oh, wow.
So there's no way, typically, that a new author is going to get an agent to just click on their email or to open their snail mail and look at that query. It's not typical. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but the odds are low. They're very, very low. So I want to also say that I was sitting with a publisher just a few years ago who told me he gets 10,000 submissions a year. And I'm thinking, you know, it's roughly 850 a month. And again, they don't have the time. They don't have the mental capacity to be reviewing one thing after the next after the next. So who are they most likely to interact with? People with whom they already have working relationships.
Right.
So, for example, and unless you can use some other kind of leverage, for example, if I'm going to approach a new agent or publisher, and I did so just, I sent out a query, for example, yesterday for a memoir that I'm working with. You know, we edited the memoir. I have it placed in a few places right now, a few publishers who are considering it. And all three publishers who I've approached in the last 2 weeks with this manuscript, including the one yesterday, every single one of them asked to see the manuscript within 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And that's pretty typical.
Okay.
Why? They don't know me, but in my query line, I can write, query, colon, from editors of 30 New York Times bestsellers. Now, do you think that email's going to get open?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's like probably 100% open rate.
Right. Right. Now, so, for example, one of my editors who works for me is a former publisher at Simon & Schuster.
Wow.
When I say, you know, the top-of-the-line people are working with me, the top-of-the-line people are working with me.
So then they want it. Now, so that kind of goes into my second part of the question. Is it when people come to you and you're pitching these, do they have to have the manuscript already pretty much finished? It sounds like it, really, essentially, with how you do the connections you have.
We edit first,
okay,
and I make sure everything is stellar and polished and ready to go. Because when I pitch and when I'm thinking about an agent who receives 1,500 manuscripts a month, just the promise of looking at it down the road doesn't cut it for me.
Okay.
I want them to say, yes, yes, yes. Here's, you know, I've got their attention. They've said yes, they want to consider it. Here's the manuscript. Go.
Perfect.
So now it used to be in the publishing world that it was okay in nonfiction to write a proposal and 2 to 3 sample chapters, maybe 35 to 50 pages of text, and submit it. In fact, we're doing that. I have an agent who's doing that right now with one of my clients. But I really, really don't recommend it because so many people are coming in, so many agents are coming in with their clients' projects, and they're polished, they're ready to go. So who is a publisher going to consider? An author who has no track record of sales, and this is their first book, or somebody whose book is totally polished, ready to go, here it is. So that's
Absolutely.
Why I really don't recommend, like, just the, you know, send sample chapters and pray. You know, I don't recommend that.
So you're just listening to the interview clip with Randy Peiser, publishing expert, who is teaching you how to get your book published quickly and what publishers are looking for. So stay tuned for the additional clips to learn more about how to help you publish your book faster. And if you want to learn more about Randy, head over to chrisgilbertson.com to learn all about her and how she can help you with that. And have a fantastic day.